So I'm going to call to order the Senate Committee on General Government and Accountability for Monday, March 13, 2017. And all we have today is four work sessions. We're going to move through those in the order they are on the agenda. And so I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 12.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 12 is the measure that authorizes Oregon Business Development Department to require fingerprints in order to run a nationwide criminal records check from applicants, employees, contractors, vendors, interns, and volunteers working in information technology, financial transactions or accounting, mailroom personnel, auditing personnel, and those with access to personal identifying information, financial information, or information required by law to be kept confidential. This measure was heard on February 6th. It has a minimal fiscal and no revenue impact. There is no amendment.
Senator DeVore.
So, Chair Riley, I move Senate Bill 12 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator DeVore moves Senate Bill 12 to the floor, due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, move to the floor. Anybody want to carry this one? Okay, we'll...
I'll take it.
All right. Senator Brzezinski will carry. So I'm going to close that work session. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 86.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 86 was also heard on February 6th. It's the measure that extends the Department of Administrative Services authority to require fingerprints of its employees and applicants to applicants and employees of executive branch entities receiving human services from it, that is, from DAS. There's no revenue impact, the minimal fiscal, and there is no amendment.
Chair DeVore.
So, Chair Riley, I move Senate Bill 86 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator DeVore moves Senate Bill 86 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? That passes.
I'll carry it. The two fingerprint bills.
There you go. Senator Brzezinski will carry it. I'm going to close that work session. And I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 87.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 87 was previously heard on February 8th. It has a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Legislative Information Management and Technology. It allows the State Chief Information Officer to relieve state contracting agencies and public corporations from the obligation to obtain a quality management services when implementing information technology initiatives in excess of $5 million, and permits the SCIO to require such services for initiatives under $5 million. It's applicable to advertised initiatives and to unadvertised initiatives implemented on or after the effective date. There is no amendment. There is an indeterminate fiscal and no revenue impact. That's all I have.
Chair Riley, I move Senate Bill 87 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Legislative Information Management and Technology by prior reference.
Senator DeVore moves Senate Bill 87 to the floor with due pass recommendation, and the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Legislative Information Management and Technology by prior reference. Is there discussion? Senator Thatcher.
I'm just curious if this one would actually save money, because it seems like the CIO, we're already paying for him and his office, and not having to contract to a quality management, which is, I think, is a policy we set up before the CIO was really well defined in what we're doing. So it seems like a good idea.
Yeah. So here, what this bill actually does, it does two things. It allows the CIO to say, we can handle this, but the ones below that sometimes need that as well. And mm-hmm. currently the agencies are saying, if it's below that, we're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. This allows him to say, yes, you will. Mm-hmm. So
we could be, I can see why it would be an indeterminate fiscal impact.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Further questions? Are there objections? Senate Bill 87 is moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a prior reference to the Joint Committee on Information Technology and Management. Senator Well, we're not, we don't have a carrier for that.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to close that work session. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 90.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 90 was previously heard on February 8th. It's the measure that requires state agencies and the state chief information officer to cooperatively develop a plan to consolidate information technology security functions with the SEIO during 2017, including the transfer of personnel, records, and property. It directs state agencies to retain unexpended funds designated for administration of functions being transferred, requires state agencies to cooperate with security assessment and remediation program, follow unification instructions, conduct and document completion of specified training, report information, and participate in activities as directed by the SEIO. It authorizes the SEIO to determine costs and collect payment from state agencies for information technology services for deposit to the State Information Technology Operation Fund and makes the foregoing operative January 1st, 2018. It also creates the Oregon Cybersecurity Center for Excellence within the office of the SEIO to centralize cybersecurity information sharing between public and private sectors, serve as an information sharing and analysis organization for purposes of federal critical infrastructure protection programs, liaise with the Department of Homeland Security and other entities concerning cybersecurity, and promote the development of a cybersecurity workforce. It requires the center to draft and update plans as specified for biennial submission to the governor and legislature, and authorizes the SEIO to enter into agreements and accept funds as specified. It creates the Oregon Cybersecurity Fund and makes continuous appropriations for the center's operation and other authorized uses. It requires a report on the fund, balance, and expenditures to be submitted to the governor and the legislature biennially. Declares emergency effective on passage. There are four amendments that are all posted on OLINS. The first specifies that a review of agencies' current information security technologies is included. That is, a review of current agency security technologies is included as part of the center's planning and biennial reporting requirements that are a part of the underlying measure. The Dash 2 amendment removes the emergency clause and adjusts the operative date from January 1st, 2018 to March 1st, 2018. The Dash 3 amendment clarifies the exclusion of the Secretary of State and Treasurer's offices, as we heard their offices testify. And the Dash 4 combines the Dash 2 and the Dash 3. That is, clarifies for purposes of excluding the Treasury and the Secretary of State, and it removes the emergency clause together in the Dash 4. There is a subsequent referral, I think the Chair already referenced, to the Joint Committee on Legislative Information Management and Technology Committee.
Senator DeVore.
Chair Riley, I move to adopt the Dash 1 amendment dated 2/17/2017 and the Dash 4 amendments dated 3/09/2017.
Senator DeVore moves to adopt the amendments Dash 1 dated 2/17/2017 and the Dash 4 amendment dated 3/09/2017. Discussion? Objections? That is amended. Senator DeVore.
Chair Riley, I move Senate Bill 90 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Legislative Information Management and Technology by prior reference as amended.
Senator Boer moves Senate Bill 90 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and it be referred to the Joint Committee on Legislative Information Management and Technology by prior reference. Is there discussion?
Are we not adopting any of the other amendments?
No. They were rolled into Amendment 4.
Oh, I thought we moved Dash 1.
And Amendment 4.
Okay.
We moved both.
Okay. I guess I was studying this engrossed version a little. I was too engrossed in it, so I did not hear it. Sorry. Okay. Understood.
Further discussion? Objections? It is moved to the Joint Ways and Means with a due pass. Information Technology, rather. Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order? I'm going to close that work session and adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much. I'm going to close that work session and adjourn the meeting.